Freshers' Week can be a daunting time for most students, but don't worry because URN is here to help.
Here's our guide to Hall! Moving into halls can be a little scary for anyone. For a lot of people, it will be the first time they've ever been away from home for an extended period of time, and I don't think there's a single person who won't miss the odd home comfort.
Whether you opted for catered halls or self-catered accommodation, it'll be a very different experience from your life at home.
Here's a couple of things you will want to know about university halls. There are 12 catered halls on University Park campus and two more on Jubilee. These are the halls where two meals a day, breakfast and dinner, are provided by the kitchens. You eat in a communal room alongside others from your halls, and it's a great place to meet people, especially in the first few weeks of term when no one really knows anyone. Mealtimes are set every day at 7:30 a.m. till 9 for breakfast and 5:30 till 7 for dinner on weekdays and 11:30 till 12:30 for brunch on weekends. You'll find fewer and fewer people make it to breakfast as the term goes on.
It's also worth investing in a kettle so you can at least make yourself a cup of tea. Some even bring their own toaster, which is a sure way to attract friends.
If you chose self-catered accommodation, then you will be on one of the 8 accommodations spread at various distances away from the main campus. One of the big luxuries of being self-catered is that you get to choose when you eat your meals.
Budgeting is an important part of living self-catered, so there'll be no champagne for pre-drinks or delivery for dinner. You'll have to be smart about your money if you want to eat something other than pot noodle for the rest of the year. And self-catered is a great place to start learning to cook, although beans on toast remain a student classic.
For the all-important middle meal of the day, there is plenty of choice on campus, from a Boots meal deal to chow mein from the on-campus Chinese restaurant. Students from catered halls receive a meal card with a set amount to spend each day, which can be used at any of the bars on campus or the various food outlets in the Portland building. And there's always the Uni Park main bar, Mooch, where you can grab a burger and a milkshake on a student budget.
We got cosy with SU President Alan Holley to hear his advice on halls here at Notts.
So, Alan, what did you most enjoy about being in halls when you were a fresher?
I think for me, the most enjoyable thing that happened during halls was just meeting all the new friends and making friends for life, really.
And what were you most nervous about before leaving home?
Well, as an international student born and raised in Hong Kong, I think the most nervous part for me was being homesick. But because I enjoyed my hall life so much, I made friends that made me not even think about being homesick at all.
And do you have any advice for freshers moving into halls?
I think one of my biggest advice would be to just don't stay in your room during the first few hours. Definitely just go outside, meet all your hall mates, bring a doorstop. Maybe bring some food and drinks or a food and snack just to give around to your hall friends. And that's a really good icebreaker.
Do you have any advice for international students who might be feeling a bit nervous about this big move?
I think for international students, it's really important just to get out there, get involved with all the stuff that university can offer you. That's probably the biggest advice I can give you.
And what's your favourite memory from first year?
There was a talent show in my first year, End of Welcome, and it was dancing the single ladies dance for that. Yeah,
classic.
That was good fun, yeah.
So you already know which hall you'll be in for your first year here at the University of Nottingham. Hopefully now you know a little more about what to expect when you get here and how to cope with a big move away from home. Living in halls is a rite of passage for all hall students, and whether you're catered or self-catered, on or off campus, one thing is certain, you won't forget it. Like what you heard? URN has a wide range of shows on offer in news, sport, entertainment and music, and is a great opportunity for anyone to gain valuable experience in radio and journalism. Visit urn1350.net or come find us at the Welcome Fair on Monday or Tuesday the 25th and 26th of September.